Welcome to Surviving Life with the Vanvillies. Myself, Daniel Vanvilly, and I am not alone in the building today. I've got the lovely Lady V.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
I think they're okay. They're hot, probably burning hot, eh?
I think there's an anointing on Wednesday mornings. Wednesday mornings have got the best spring weather so far.
Yeah, not like yesterday, not like Mondays where you'll have this nice warm weekend thinking the Monday will be the same and bam, it's cold.
Luckily for us, it's really hot today, and so is today's topic as usual. Remember that throughout the show, you can contact us. Our contact line is WhatsApp 071-364-0376.
Yep, and today our topic is actually a very interesting one. Letitia, what is that lovely topic?
So, this is a very personal topic for us this morning, and we're really excited to discuss it with you. We are doing like a 10-year journey of surviving life with the Vanvillies, and basically how we got here. And we're so excited to discuss with you guys how everything came about, why we discuss the topics that we do, and how it's become so important to us, and so how some of these things we've actually lived or experienced through other people, because we get questions all the time. How did this happen? How come you guys do this as husband and wife, etc.? And today we get to answer all those questions, as well as talk about some of the things we've learned on our journey so far.
I also want us to touch on that name. Ooh, we always get asked,
what why is SLWV? Surviving?
You know, why not thriving? So we will be answering all of those questions and just spending time with you guys. You know, it's been so nice to have a very engaged listenership who walked this journey with us. So we'd like to hear from you today. And if there's any questions you have, please, let's talk together.
Yes.
Wow. Fresh fire right here on Surviving Life with the Vanvillies.
For the recap, if you tuned in last night between 6 and 6:30 p.m., you would have heard us beginning this topic. And today what we're doing is the journey so far, SLWV so far, how it came about, some of the questions that you guys always have for us pertaining to how the show became the show and how we are who we are. And it's actually been a 10-year journey to this point. And right now we just want to, actually today is a very big thank you as well to everyone that's been walking with us, engaging with the platform. We see you on all platforms, and we just thought it would be important to talk about what the journey is now, how it started, and how it has grown to the point that it is at the moment.
Yeah, I think it started when this young man and very beautiful woman, Letitia Vanvilly, decided to go on a relationship journey. You know, and I think we did things a bit weird because we didn't date. You know, God told us at that point, we didn't even think it wasn't for a relationship. God asked us to go into a 40-day fast.
Yeah.
And which on day 38, we found out that, this woman, I can't live without
her.
Wait,
let me fix that. On day 38, Danny proposed. And I thought, what? This can't be that. Like, this is not going to work. This is insane. And funny enough, 2 weeks later, we were actually engaged. It worked. And we had so much confirmation during that time. It was not just confirmation of the relationship, but confirmation of the call on the relationship. Yes. And immediately we kept hearing over and over your call to ministry and your call to counsel and work with people of God.
And I think for us also, what was so important was to walk from a real place, you know, to not give people jargons, you know, that don't work. Mm-hmm. Because those jargons did not work in our lives.
Yes. And we were coming from two very different journeys at the time. Danny was coming from his own journey in ministry. How long had you been in ministry by then, by the time we got engaged? Like 10 years already?
Yeah.
And I had never been in ministry, and I had my studying background, which was at the time mostly psychology and French. And so we come together, and I realized this guy guy does ministry, but he counsels in ministry. And so together we found synergy, like with me coming from a psychology background and him coming from a like a ministry background, we were able to kind of see that something could work here, you know, in terms of us working together within ministry.
But I think also what caught us by surprise was we were immediately being called to do stuff together, you know. And I think when we come into those topics, but I'm actually right now thinking about the first camp, you know, where we ended up with these young children. And I think Letitia was speaking to them till about 3 a.m. And she was trying to stop, and they're like, no, let's continue, you know. But it was just good to see that the Lord was calling us differently and wanting us to relate with people, and not just relate, but be relatable.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's interesting, that camp was actually happening while my father was in hospital at the time, and he had stage 4 cancer. And we had this camp, we were engaged, and we felt, you know what, we have to go. And that was the beginning for us of ministry, of understanding the call of ministry on our lives as a couple. So even though we weren't married, we were just engaged, and we had this big, big, big issue that was going on in the background, we still felt like, you know what, God's called us to this camp, and we have to go. And the rest is not just history, but it's a history you're going to hear about on today's show.
Stay tuned. You hang out with the Van Billies. Kesley Jane, His Love. Jonathan Traylor, This Kind of Love. Lady V, where do we go from here?
So we've been talking about how the journey started. Well, I think before we go into how one of our first counseling sessions was and all of that, we didn't say what SLWV is. You talked about how, why is it not thriving? Firstly, what is SLWV? Because we tend to abbreviate it. SLWV stands for Surviving Life with the Van Billies. So Danny, why not thriving? Why not embracing, enjoying?
Because we were looking at life as having a survival kit. You know, and we found like the shows that are on survival will tend to show you how to deal with hard situations in life. So we didn't want a platform that is, you know, making things sound so nice that it doesn't prepare you for the dangers and the hardcore situations. So that's why it's survival, surviving life with the Van Billies.
Wouldn't you say the word surviving also comes from how we've experienced ministry? That a lot of people are trying to survive and using the Bible as a type of survival kit, right?
Yeah.
And from the beginning, at the point that we were engaged, Danny, what was our first joint counseling session that we got? And we were engaged for a few months by this point?
Yeah, we had a couple who were married about 20 years approach us. And I think God just made things happen. And it was such an interesting experience for us because, you know, we would have thought like, hey, we're not even married, you know. But the advice and just the anointing that those sessions had was almost like confirmation for us that, you know, it's not just walking through it yourself, but also being called to certain types of situations, you know, that enables you to assist.
Yeah, and I think at that point for me, I was seeing the call. Because remember, I was not in ministry up until that point. I knew how to do the counseling from a professional and psychological place, you know, how to see the pathology in a person or a relationship and deal with it. And then when I started with this couple, I started realizing, no, there's another voice speaking during the counseling sessions. And you were able to say, no, but why am I hearing this? And that voice would be the Holy Spirit. And so it ceased to be about, are you talented in this thing? Do you have a degree or qualifications in these things? Which I did, but the Holy Spirit kept getting involved so much that I was so young and we were so young. We were not even married yet. Yet the advice and the walk that we were going on with this couple that was married 20 years was working. And that's the point where you see the Holy Spirit redirecting your life a little bit.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling like, how can I leave this? because God has just introduced me to a whole new way of counseling people. And even though I've never done it before this way, because you need to understand, up until this point, I had 3 years of solid professional learnership of counseling, and suddenly the Holy Spirit was getting involved, and it felt like a gift where if I walked away from it, I'd be accountable for it from God. So that was the point of abandon for me personally, to be like, oh my goodness, there's an anointing here, and I need to respect the call of God on my life as a Christian counselor as well.
And I like how you differentiate the two, and I really think there's someone listening where, yes, there's an aspect of counseling that is professional, and we need that. But there's also the call, being called and being anointed to do a certain type of work. Now, what was strange for me was God now saying to us, open your house for couples.
Yeah.
Because it felt like, where are they going to come from? You know? How are they going to know where our house is, you know? And I think this part of the journey is something maybe when we come back we can share and touch on.
Yes, and I've got a hint for you. It's called open home counseling, or at least that's what we called it at the time.
You're still with the Vampillies, and I think we are now talking more about obedience, you know? We were sitting in a place where the Lord said, open your house for couples.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have a way, you know, there wasn't anyone backing us up. There wasn't funds. There was nothing. But there was a home.
Yeah.
And we opened it up.
Yeah, and at the time we even got a phone number, and we were calling it open home counseling in obedience to what the Lord had told us to do. And it was also, ironically, during a time where the Lord said we couldn't take up any work.
Yeah.
And it was a very difficult time for us personally, because our surroundings thought we had lost our minds. And we were getting opportunities at the time. Danny, you were getting opportunities. I was getting opportunities, and very good ones that could have lasted up until now. They were quite stable opportunities. For some reason, you know, God was like, no, every single time. And that gave us more time to be able to open up our home for those that needed some kind of counseling. And it was even free of charge, which will be important just now in some of the other things that the Lord is doing currently.
Yeah. And I just remember, you know, as a man, we are told, you know, everything we do when it comes to income, you know, that has to be the priority. And I'll just never forget at this time where God was saying to us, don't get a job, don't have an income, open your house for people, and don't charge them.
Yes. So it's like, where is the money even gonna come from? Because like, we're not charging for this ministry. But you know, God got us through. He was very faithful to our obedience. We're here today, so we're fine.
We started experiencing like a lot of miracles during that time. You know, it was a time in our lives where when someone says, you know, things don't fall from the sky, we'll literally look at them and say, no,
yeah,
they actually do.
Did. And during that time, one of the things that fell from the sky is we started doing a lot of work with different ministries, right?
Yeah.
We got linked up with a ministry called MLC.
Yes.
And it stands for My Lord Conquers.
And they were like, you know what? The Lord has spoken to us, and there needs to be counseling. You know, so we're setting up a whole place, you know, a counseling center for counselors like you, you know, who will give people free counseling, you know. And it was kind of like us now beginning to see that when we're being faithful with things that look like they don't pay, that look like, you know, you're just out there by yourself, the Lord can bring provision.
Yeah. Yeah.
And very good provision.
Yes. And that was increasing in us as a couple, not just our obedience, but our understanding of sacrifice in the biblical sense. That, you know, some of the things that we wait for God to do in our lives, we want to do it within some kind of comfort, within, no, I'm balancing it with all the other things I want to do. Mm. But there were so many things we wanted to do that we couldn't do, because that's not what the Lord was asking of us at that time. And so when we start saying things like, no, 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 blessings do fall from the sky, you know, someone's watching you like, no, they don't. No, they do, depending on your level of sacrifice. There is something you have to give up and pick up the cross. And during this time in our marriage, it was giving up our own personal endeavors of business, of school, of success, just to be this couple that counsels people and sees them in offices and in their home sometimes. So it was a very interesting time, and looking back now, a very beautiful time.
Yes. What even ended up happening is one of the radio stations approached us and gave us their counseling phones.
Yes.
You know, so we were now counseling
for the radio station.
For the radio station.
This is funny for me today, because right now we're at the front of the mic.
Yeah.
But at this particular radio station, we were at the back. So nobody knew. You know, like when you reach out to a radio station and you say, I need help with this, and they say, we'll refer you to our counselors. Danny and I were the counselors in the back.
Yeah.
Who were dealing with all these problems. So some of you will say, where do you get these topics from? We've been counseling on radio as the resident counselors before. And some of those messages were coming to the Open Home Counseling phone. And you can just see how the Lord is training us in the background for what will then lead to everything that we're about to talk about today, and how the show comes about, the topics and our interests as well.
Yep, so be encouraged, even if you are in a position right now where you don't know what's happening and it looks like you are lost. God has a plan and He's taking you through a journey. You are surviving life with the Vambillies, Lady V, Danny V. Let's go.
With you all the way on Impact 103.
You were just listening to Direction with This Is The Day. We are getting your messages already. Remember that we will read them around the second hour of the show. If you have experiences of your own journey with Christ that you would like to share with us this morning, remember that you can do so on our WhatsApp line, 071-364-0376.
Yep. Where do we take this from now? So we were counseling people at home. This led to the Lord blessing us with a place where we could see people, a nice, very beautiful setup with MLC Ministry, which we still do up till this day, where we offer people free counseling. And a lot of you, when we started on Impact, were saying, yeah, can we speak to you? But we were in a season where...
It was another season of stop.
Yes, where the Lord was just saying, take a break from the counseling, establish... this leg, you know, of the show, because we're taking it from TV, TBN to radio. And, you know, so, yeah, maybe you're hearing us say this and you're thinking, yeah, but I've emailed you wanting help and you've not responded, or you've redirected me. At that time, the Lord had told us not to. But we also found out that counseling is not just for the layman, you know, the person sitting in the pew at church, but it is also for pastors.
Yes.
Let me hand that over to Letitia.
So during the time that we were now counseling, we were resident counselors everywhere we went. There's so many people that we got in contact with and who got in contact with us. And some of those relationships still stand strong today. One of those relationships was with someone called Sis Miranda. And Sis Miranda today, she is the founder of God's Leading Ladies. And I didn't know that back then. I don't know how she got my number, but she reached me for a counseling situation. And we just started talking. And then I found out that you and Sis Miranda knew each other from a long time
ago. Yeah, we'd been neighbors 14 years ago.
Yeah.
No?
So then after we did work together with with counseling, she was like, listen, Letitia, God's led me to this God's Leading Ladies platform. Now, I have to tell you about God's Leading Ladies. This is a platform where women of the fivefold get to get help and get to get counseling. And what they do is they have, you know, smaller camps during the year, but they've got a really huge one every year in October. And Danny and I would be the residence counselors for that camp. So we were then asked, let's do this thing where you talk to these women of God. And let me tell you what we discovered, that, you know, so much counseling is needed on the pulpit because the pressures of being on the pulpit are real.
Yes.
And men and women of God don't have safe places to go to. And we'll talk about that a bit later on the show, how, yes, the church is supposed to take everyone in and be a safe place, but it's not always the safest place for everyone, particularly for men and women of God. The position that they hold means that their information is usually not very safe. And so in a safe space that these women have had due to GLL, they were just talking and they were just opening their hearts to us and telling us some of the struggles of being a mamuruti, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so precious. We actually have a message from Miranda that we're going to play this morning. She's the founder of GLL, just talking a little bit about our journey together.
Yeah, and before we even play the message, I just wanted to say, for me, it was so beautiful to see someone cater to pastors, you know. And we've been probably doing that for 5 years now.
Yeah, it's been like everyone that comes to us is a pastor in the recent years.
Yeah, but in that space, you know, I really wanted to commend Miranda, Evangelist Miranda, for catering to pastors.
Yes.
Because your pastors have to almost hide their stuff.
Yeah.
Because it can later be used against them. It can be used to discredit the ministry and the call upon their lives. So it was just such a surprise for us to find ourselves, you know, called to speak to so many pastors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the counseling during those camps are hectic.
Oh, goodness. You know? We can go 10 hours and finish like at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the room, we're like, how many people did you counsel? Daddy's like 10. I'm like 9.
And restart the next morning.
Oh,
we'll
Lord.
Have like 3 or 4 hours of sleep. You know, but it's been so beautiful to see that space for pastors.
It's time to read your messages. You've just entered the second hour of SLWV on Impact 103. We've got a message. We've got quite a few. So, Danny, is this me? Am I tagged?
Yeah, I'm tagging.
So it says here, I love you, Toch the Vambilis. I'm sad because I have to go out of the car and won't be able to listen to the rest of the show. Where can we listen to a repeat? Well, you can listen to a repeat on the website because the shows are podcasted, but we can send you that information as well. We've got another message that says, love your sessions even more with the pastor's children. Oh, thank you, Cindy, for listening to our PK show. That was a very insightful one. About the lives of pastors' children and how their walk with God is affected by being pastors' children. We've got another one, Danny.
This one says, good day, family. What I can say to you on this program you are hosting is that may the I Am Most High God use you mightily for the good work to us. We love and appreciate you.
We love and appreciate you too.
And then Chris says, hi there. Ever since I was young, I always thought I was going to be a pastor, and I grew up trying to learn as much as I could about the gospel. But a couple years ago, a colleague who himself was a practicing witch told me that the spirits need me to make up my mind and either become a pastor or go back to my ancestors' religion of being Tamil. Bear in mind that I don't believe in consulting the ancestors. I was born into a Christian home. So then I thought maybe this need to become a pastor must have been my desire, not God's desire for me. So I stopped everything and I just lived like a normal Christian, talking to people about God very randomly, but I still feel this nagging feeling to become a pastor, but I don't know what is from God and what is from my desires. Chris, My advice to you is actually going to be very simple. I actually want to talk to you because I think this is a very deep, you know, we need a session. We need a session. And, you know, it's always so complicated when you are called because it's not as easy as just going to school, you know, and going to school is good and I encourage it. But, you know, just navigating being called by God in general is very hard. What number can Chris call us on?
Chris, listen in and we'll tell you later on in the show as we give the information. But if I could tell you anything, Chris, it's, you know, even just by listening to today's show, the call cannot be orchestrated. The call cannot be pushed. The call cannot be done right. The thing about the call is you're not really in charge of it. You know, the moment you say, God, I agree, or here I am, send me, then the Spirit of God, it will lead you to people and places and circumstances that position you for the call. And I think as the person called, you just have to be sensitive to know that, wow, this is speaking into what God told me privately. So like Danny said, you guys probably need a session, and I'm gonna have that number ready for you soon as I can.
Mandisa with Only the World. You are on 103 FM. Still hang out with the Van Billies. Yes, we've been reading your messages. So encouraging, so chilled. Lady V, we started off doing deliverances. And then it slowly progressed into deliverances.
We started off doing counseling.
Oh, wow. I've said the same thing twice. We started off with counseling. You know, we thought, you know, it's just people needing to talk and get things off their chest.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of it started going a bit deeper where, you know, people needed deliverances and there'll be very hectic manifestations.
Yeah.
And I at the beginning, you know, just from what we were experiencing, we're experiencing deliverances that were quick. And quick, I mean, maybe 2 to 4 hours, you know, and that's what we knew. And how did that aspect of our lives feel like to you?
For me, it was like, you know, when you said everything went, I don't know what you were going to say, but in my head, I said everything went downhill from there. Now, the reason I would say that is because having studied psychology on a professional basis from a university with a degree, you know, you talk to someone and it's done, they see you the next session. And when the Holy Spirit started getting involved, because I said this earlier, I would start to hear things like, this is what this person's actually going through. You're talking to this person and bam, start screaming, falling on the floor. Initially for me, it was like, what is this? And that was me as someone who understood counseling from a more professional perspective, beginning to realize that, you know, some of the things that are hurting us emotionally have a hold on us spiritually first.
Yes.
And it was a learnership for me because you had been in ministry for a long time and you had done deliverances way before me. I was doing deliverance through speaking to people. And now I was seeing the spiritual aspect where the Lord was now showing us and grooming us into how to kick out certain demons and certain afflictions that were on people. So it was the growth of counseling for me. It was the superlative of counseling. Like at the top of counseling, there usually is deliverance. And we started off with quick deliverances where you would pray for someone. You know, riba shanda, boom, the thing is probably done, and they reach you 3 years later and they say, thank you. That prayer worked. And then in recent years, there's been a change, right, Danny?
Yeah, then suddenly we had cases that were not just lasting 4 hours, they were lasting days.
Days, oh my months, goodness, months.
Years, you know, we've literally have had to walk with certain people for years, and the Lord allowed us to see and learn that these things run deep, you know, especially when you're dealing with generational edicts where, you know, there's something in the bloodline that has rights and it's choosing to exercise those rights.
Yeah.
You know, so it felt like the Lord wanted us to know how real this is.
Yeah.
Not just from afar. And then like we started dealing with things in our own family.
Oh, you know, Lord, that was fun.
Which was just absolutely mind blowing, and it challenged our theology. And I remember a time when the Lord told me, listen to Derek Prince and only Derek Prince. And to cut a long story short, he brought a rabbi my way who was raised up by Derek Prince, you know, to really confirm and help me understand the things we were seeing and experiencing, and, you know, to now help people from a holistic perspective was really amazing. But even more, we then met another co-laborer in the faith, Pastor Nunush Ilunga, who also had the same perspective, where there's the psychology is there, but there are spiritual strongholds that we have ignored as the church for a long time.
For a long time. You know, I play around with this idea, and this will be a future show. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok where doctors say things they wouldn't do because of what they know in medicine. Or mortuary people say things they won't do, like, I will never ride a motorbike because of what they see in the mortuary. I play around with doing a show where we talk about what we will never do because of what we've seen in deliverance. And this is where it's questioned our theology. Because listen, one of the things you'll never see me do is step foot in a club. And you know, some people will say, you Christians, you're so holier than my dear. If you could see what's walking around in that club, you would run away too. Okay. So this is a future show that I know is based on the walk that we saw when the Lord took us deep into deliverance ministry.
A quick song by Kate Thompson. The one.
I know the story of the prodigal.
Yebo, that was a good song, right? The one, Kate Thompson.
So earlier on, we had a question by Chris, and Danny was saying, Chris, we need to get in touch. We need to get in touch. So even though we've taken a break from counseling all year, today we're talking about the structures that have now been created for us to be able to be in contact and do ministry. So grab your pen and paper, the number to call or WhatsApp. It would be easier on a WhatsApp, actually, if you want a session with either one of us, is 0816409372. I'm going to give that number again. It's 0816409372.
Yep, then you can reach us, and we can take things from there. I believe it's so beautiful. I think 2 years back, the Lord told us to take what he'd been teaching us and put it on TV. You know, it didn't sound right. It sounded more like a challenge, you know, because we were thinking, how do we package it right? We package it in such a way that it's really relevant. You know, so Surviving Life with the Van Billies actually started on TV, on TBN, and it was really amazing to see what God could do and how God was choosing to move with that platform. Mm-hmm. Now, having brought it to radio, it's been even better, because, you know, now we can do the shows, but also hear from you and relate from a one-on-one perspective.
Yeah, it's interesting because when TBN came along, we were reaching a point where we felt the Lord saying we had to record the conversations that we would have at home. Because, you know, if you've been listening to the show, you can imagine we've got a lot of conversations with everything that was happening to us over the last couple of years. And there was no one to share with what we've seen in deliverance, what we've seen in counseling, what we've seen at camps. And so we started thinking maybe we needed a YouTube channel. That was our first thought. And during that same season of wondering, do we need to start a YouTube channel? What is the Lord saying here? Is when we got the conversation with TBN and we were able to bring it to a platform where we could speak to people. And this year, it was able to come to radio. And so this is how we've now been able to be in contact with you guys and realize even more the necessity of these conversations and some of the needs that have come up from us talking about this on platforms where others can also engage and tell us about their lives. We've seen a need for counseling. We've seen a need for deliverance. We've seen a need for church homes. And we've seen a need for, I would say, maybe confidentiality.
Yep.
Because we've seen in the last 10 years of doing ministry that if you're a pastor or a shepherd in any respect, I hope this part will speak to your spirit. Please, man and woman of God, when someone comes to you with their issue, please keep it confidential. This is a silent killer of counseling in the church. Because so many times the person being spoken to, the story will come out somehow, whether it comes out in the pulpit or it comes out at the braai. I think what I started realizing is, having perhaps done this thing professionally first, that was the emphasis, that you're dealing with people's private information. And then having gone through it myself, where I went to ministry for counseling, I found out about my things everywhere. It made it even more important and glaring that, you know, there is a secret place with God. Even with God, there is a secret place. There's a holy of holies. And when someone is counseling with you, they're taking you into their secret place. And so there's an importance in keeping that secret place secret and keeping that confidentiality confidential. This is something I would just like to mention as we walk together in the faith, that if we're dealing with each other's nakedness, there's a certain way that we handle that nakedness as well.
Yep. Oof. Yeah, that one is a hot part of the topic. And, you know, with wisdom, I believe we all hear what is being said. And we are all encouraged as the body of Christ to keep what is confidential, confidential. I'm at rest with
you too. You know, Hercules, you said something so vital, something so true, something so important. And this is the walk of mature believers. And you know, the Apostle Paul calls us to excel in our giftings. Do you know how many believers don't know their call, number one, and don't know the level to which they're called? And so it's always so beautiful to know believers who know their jurisdiction. And sometimes jurisdiction is seasonal, because the Lord can take you to another level. We see it with Elijah and Elisha, etc. There are people who understand, I am called to cast something out in a club. There are people, and I mean, I know someone who was called to go to the stock exchange and speak over the stock exchange. I think my concern, and what I've seen in deliverance, is there are lay Christians. And what I mean by lay Christians is lukewarm, who don't know their call or anointing at all. And we do end up at places we shouldn't be. Whereas the body of Christ is indeed a body, as the Bible says. There's the arms, there's the legs, there's the hands. And different people are called to different things. Like, for example, I will never necessarily run away from a deliverance. But there are certain deliverances that other people are more highly called to deal with than me. And so the call, and what we often speak about in the show, is please go deeper with God. Be like Hercules' friend, where you actually understand the place that God has called you. And you can walk in places perhaps other people can't, because you understand that you're called to heal that thing.
And I think the more we know, the more we shape ourselves to our calling,
yeah,
the better it is. And if you remain ignorant, ooh, that's when we become casualties. You with the Vambilis, two more links and we are almost out of here. Wow, you with the Vambilis, it's almost time for us to say goodbye. What, 10 to 1.
Yes.
Ooh, Letitia, as we close up and wrap up the show, you know, we've spoken to you about the 10 years and we're saying to you that we heard you. You wanted to reach out. You've had questions. There's a number now you can reach us with, which is
081-640-9372.
You know, where we've also, over the last 2 weeks, planted a church together with Pastor Nunush, called
City Harvest Church.
I just want to say CHC, because it's been abbreviated so much.
Yes.
And where the aim is just to cater to the needs we've heard you guys raise, the need for counseling, the need for deliverance, and a place where you can literally go every weekend, in Lombardy Business Park. So if you need any details, you know, and we're not just looking for, I think our heart is to not recycle Christians,
yeah,
but to find people who have not had places to go and who are always sending us messages and saying, look, we need a place, we need a place. So there is a place you can come to at Lombardy Business Park. If you want more info, it'll be WhatsApped to you.
Yes, and then City Harvest Church, which we are now senior pastors of in Pretoria, has got a social arm, and the social arm is called She Lamb Global Foundation. And She Lamb Global Foundation is basically a non-profit organization that helps women and children who are in need, especially single mothers, with skills, with food, with shelter, with clothing, and helps them to get back up on their feet, because there is this call to help the underprivileged and those who can't help themselves to be strong and, you know, to, through the help of the Lord, recover and bounce back from some of life's ills.
Yes, and so for those of you who don't know, we had like a banquet, and it had more than 240 women. It was absolutely free, you know, at the summit on the 10th floor. And we do those kinds of things just to have a healing environment. So keep your ear on the ground. We'll probably have another one next year, and we will invite you to that. But not only that, those of you who know us and have walked with us would know that we believe strongly in business and in Christians, you know, being good stewards in business. We were made ambassadors for a global platform called Women of Wealth. There's also a Man of Wealth, so I'm also in it, as you know. But that's also very important for us, because it becomes a way of us empowering women in business and believers who are in business. Because sometimes you can be in business and just not have the right skills or connections if you want to take your business international.
Yes. So yeah, all the information that we've just given, City Harvest Church Pretoria meets 9 to 11 o'clock on Sundays in Lombardy Business Park in Pretoria East. There is She Lamb Global Foundation, that is a nonprofit that helps women and children in need. And then there's Women of Wealth, which is a global platform that helps women who are in business. We now have platforms that can help with all the things we've seen over the last 10 years. And even us being senior pastors now of City Harvest Church is a prophetic word given to us 10 years ago, and it's finally happening, and all we can do is obey, obey, obey. You've heard that a lot on the show. For more information on any of those things or to even contact us, I'm going to give that number one more time. You can WhatsApp us on 081-640-9372.
All right, and then Lady V, what can we expect next week on the show?
Next week on the show, we get back right into our topics as we continue to talk about the things that affect us. And the topic is called What to Do When Faith Gets Hard. You know, when we speak about life in hindsight and we look at Abraham and we look at Esther, Gideon, all the greats of the Bible, it looks like, you know, because we see the end, that the journey was easy. But we get into the nitty-gritty of when you're waiting on the Lord. And I've seen some of your messages today on people that are waiting on the Lord, and it is hard because he seems like he's just not replying. What to do when faith is hard. Don't miss it. Next week, we start at 6 o'clock rather, on a Tuesday evening. We finish at 6:30. And then Wednesday, we've got the live show in studio between 11 and 1 p.m.